color is very personal, but sort of as a juxtaposition, there are trends, in fact, that we will see grow or dominate the market.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm joined again today by Deb Zimmer. She is the Paint Quality Institute paint and color expert at Rohm & Haas. Deb, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing great, Deb, and thank you for joining me once again. And can we start first by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and Rohm & Haas for those listeners out there who aren't familiar with what you guys do?
Oh, Aaron, I'll be happy to. Rohm & Haas Company, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is actually one of the world's largest suppliers to the paint and coatings industry. We don't make paint. We make the ingredients that go into a can of paint. And we utilize, Aaron, all of that expertise, research, technical know-how about paint and coatings to go out to the consumer and share with them, ultimately, how do you get a good paint job?
And Deb, your latest press release you're putting out through PRWeb talks about the color trends for 2008. And could you tell us a few factors that go into forecasting color trends a year in advance?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Aaron, we actually look at a variety of factors when looking forward at where we think color directions will be. A few of those factors include economic conditions, social conditions, and changes within demographics. And finally, we take a look at technology and where the technological advances will be down the road and how they may be impacting on people's purchasing and buying decisions. So it's really a combination of those three subjects and then pulling in a bit from fashion and design as well.
And what advice can you give to consumers for choosing the right paint color combinations for 2008?
We really will see, Aaron, a continued growth in consumers' color confidence. Actually, consumers today have a really good handle on their own personal style and their own choices and direction. So that being said, color is very personal, but sort of as a juxtaposition, there are trends, in fact, that we will see grow or dominate the market. And those include three trends that we have posted, and they include one that we entitled Go Green, which is really about consumers' enhanced eco-consciousness. The growing environmental movement is really spurring consumers to paint the interiors of their homes with beautiful nature-inspired hues, such as fern, sage, beautiful clear blue, almost glass-like hues, and adding in a touch of aqua to a variety of living spaces. The second trend we've titled Sophisticated Elegance, and I think we saw a bit of this beginning to take shape in 2007 with consumers' desire to bring a little bit of glamour into their living space. So here, black and white are really beginning to increase in wall use. And you might think black, boy, how can that be used? But black is a beautiful hue to use in unexpected areas, perhaps doors, perhaps crown moldings, chair railings, those types of area. It really sets a dramatic and sophisticated tone for some of today's most glamorous spaces. And it works beautifully, Aaron, in bedroom suites and living rooms. Finally, our third trend for 2008 is cruel colors. And while that may sound not necessarily positive, cruel for us is cruel as in tapestry and needlework. And this really is a trend that we see as consumers look for simplicity in their technology overloaded, hectic lifestyle. People are returning to crafts, home cooking, family-focused activities, and this rich and colorful palette, very similar to what you might see in needlepoint or cross-stitch, is really representative of knitting together a family space that is warm and inviting.
And Deb, where can people look to get inspiration when choosing their paint colors?
There are a number of areas, Aaron, where consumers can search for this inspiration and motivation of choosing new colors. Number one is, of course, what's happening in the area of fashion and clothing. What color do you like to wear personally? If it's an important color to you, then go ahead and use that hue in your home area. Home furnishings are another category that really lends towards inspirational color. You may choose a new sofa or perhaps a new comforter in a more neutral palette because it's longer lasting within your home, and that can spur you to try an exciting and bold paint color. And finally, just as our new trend for 08, Go Green, is representative of nature, the outdoors is really a terrific area to find very beautiful colors or palette mixes that you might want to bring in to your home living space.
And how often do you recommend that people change the paint schemes in their homes?
Well, that is a terrific question. And again, just as color is personal, painting is personal as well. But it really depends on the homeowner's outlook. Are they looking to keep their house really current? And so they may choose to paint a room every year, which tends to lead to perhaps a 4 to 5 year repaint cycle. And that we see happening an awful lot in the market. Consumers tend to paint every 4 to 5 years.
And lastly, Deb, where can our listeners go to find tips for painting applications and techniques?
Well, of course, your listeners have wonderful resources available right at their computer fingertips, so to speak, by dialing into paintquality.com. That's the website of the Roman Haas Paint Quality Institute. And again, our web address is paintquality.com. There they will find thousands of pages of information on paint and painting, all categorized by the type of painter you are. In addition, all of the paint manufacturers have put together wonderful inspirational pieces that really will step the homeowner through the painting process.
All right, Deb, well, I thank you very much for coming on and telling us about some of these upcoming trends for 2008, and I hope to speak with you again very soon.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. It's been a real pleasure.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.